From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's Friday, which means it's time for our Week in Review, when we talk about stories making headlines in different parts of the 21st state. Today we begin in the Quad Cities. That's where Gretchen Teske is a reporter for the Rock Island Dispatch Argus. She joins us now. Gretchen, welcome to the 21st Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, as we have so many of these recent reporter roundtables, about how federal funding cuts are affecting communities in Illinois. The Rock Island Arsenal is a big military installation there. I understand it's under threat of losing a significant chunk of funding. What's the story there?
It sure is. The Rock Island Arsenal employs just under about 6,000 people, and 99% of those are not in the Army, just civilians living in our community. So it's a pretty big deal for us if this plan goes through. So we've been tracking a little bit here. The Secretary of Defense sent a memo a few weeks ago suggesting that we combine a couple of the units on the arsenal. Those would be the Joint Munitions Command and the Army Sustainment Command. Joint Munitions is in charge of all of the ammunition for not only the arsenal, but multiple other units in the United States. And then the Sustainment Command is everything else a soldier needs, from socks to backpacks to canned goods to anything in between. And combined, those two units have about 1,500 people employed. But through this memo, they would like to merge them into one unit, and that would probably eliminate as many as 400 jobs. And again, those are not people that are in, you know, the Army or the military. Those are just community members living in the Rock Island, Davenport, and Moline in our area. So it would be significant loss for us.
This is one of those kind of stealth government things, right? If you're not in the military or know someone in the military, people may not really even be quite aware of the extent of what's happening at the arsenal.
Definitely. And the arsenal, someone described it to me once as, you know, a castle with a moat around it, because it really is a true island, and you can get on there. They are very welcoming to guests. You just have to have a guest pass, and that's very easy to obtain. But there are so many, more than 80 plus different things on the arsenal that do everything for the Army, from making parts for a tank to, you know, watching the river and those kinds of things. So they do a lot there. A lot goes on there that we don't know about.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, there's a military cemetery there in which one of my grandfathers is buried. Let's talk about federal cuts to Medicaid, the government health program for the poor and disabled. What is the story there? What is the concern, particularly in the Quad Cities? How are people thinking about this?
Certainly, hospitals are very concerned. There was a big call last week with the Catholic Hospital Association, very worried about people not being able to get their health care. The disability services in the Quad Cities are really raising the flag here, sounding the alarm about concerns. Hand in Hand is our kind of signature disability service in Bettendorf. They get about one third of their funding through Medicaid, one third through private pay, like insurance, and the other third they make up with fundraising. And if Medicaid goes away, then the disability and coverage will go away. And so they would have to try to make up two thirds with fundraising, which for any organization would be almost impossible. And so it's a big concern for them, because it's not just services that can be provided by insurance. It isn't physical therapy or speech therapy or things like that. It's, you know, helping them find jobs. It's care before and after school. It's running a camp during the summer months. It's things that you cannot get provided through private pay, through insurance. And so it's a big hit to nonprofits in our area.
Well, that is a story that I'm sure is repeating itself across the state. I will say we are planning, for listeners' sake, a deeper dive into the so-called Big Beautiful Bill next week on the program and what that could mean for Illinois. Let's move on to some business stories in the Quad Cities. And I'll remind people, this is the 21st show. We're talking with Rock Island Dispatch Argus reporter Gretchen Teske about what's been happening there. Let's talk business. John Deere sales down 16% in the second quarter, 22% over the last 6 months. What is behind this slump? Is this a sort of long-term concern, a short-term slump, or what's going on there?
Definitely hard to say, but John Deere is absolutely concerned, it seems, of what's going on. And layoffs have been the bigger story for us in the Quad Cities for the last several months here. Since October of 2023, They have laid off about 3,300 people in this Eastern Iowa, Western Illinois area. And it's a very big concern for us in the Quad Cities. About 1,700 of those jobs were right here in the Quad Cities. So we continue to see layoffs. We've had about 600, I think, so far in 2025. And we're, June just around the corner. So we're only halfway through the year.
And then I guess maybe in a sort of a brighter news, a business news thing, Amazon is looking to expand its work in Davenport. What are they hoping to do there?
Yeah, it's kind of funny how things happen. We're concerned about jobs, and then we've got some new jobs coming. So Amazon has been in our community for about a year, 2 years now, with a fulfillment center where they get the products, they put them into boxes, and then typically they would go to like the post office or another third party place to get sent out into your home. And instead, Amazon's going to go ahead and take that middleman out and build another facility right next to their existing one, where they will just deliver things themselves, just cut down on having to run it through a third party and try to fulfill that promise of getting things to people's doors within the 2 day prime shipping, like promised.
Yeah, that is such an interesting thing. I live in an area where it's still all Amazon stuff goes through the mail, but I have family who live in these places, and sometimes they can click and get something delivered like hours later. It's wild the times we're
It's
living in.
pretty impressive, and this will add about 100 jobs to our area, they say. So that'll be really great, especially when we're up in the air with the Arsenal possibly losing jobs, and John Deere has been slowly but surely eliminating jobs as they attempt to stay afloat.
Yeah. Well, and of course, on the other hand, I guess we could say one of the things that Amazon has done is harmed local retail, and that's maybe the flip side of it. And the South Park Mall in Moline has been struggling for a while. There's a new owner. What can you tell us about them?
It's pretty interesting to see there's a new owner. So South Park Mall is the counterpart to North Park Mall, which is over in Davenport, and they were owned by the same company. But interestingly, just South Park was the one that was sold a few weeks ago. Don't know a whole lot about the company. They're New York based. They have several malls across the Midwest. In Iowa, they have the mall in Cedar Rapids and up in Sioux City, and I believe the mall in Bloomington. I'll have to look that up. But there, South Park has been struggling for some time, like you said. Really have some big anchor stores like Von Maur and Dick's Sporting Goods are probably the two biggest stores there. So really trying to get themselves back to light, and City Council is doing their best to try to bring some business back to that area of town.
All right. Well, Gretchen Teske with the Rock Island Dispatch Argus. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.